2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, we've got 15 minutes.
Go.
Let's make it interesting.
Okay.
Have a few things to talk about around the table. Of course, it's Gandhi,
hello.
Greg T, the frat boy.
Hello.
There's Danielle,
hello.
Straight Nate, and Scary's here. Hello.
Say hi.
Oh, God. Jeez. All right, let's talk about patience.
Okay.
I have none of it.
Oh, okay.
We know that.
Okay, sorry. Look, I know a lot of people listening are in traffic. Mm-hmm. I know, traffic. This is one of the things I love about waking up at the ass crack of dawn.
That's right.
There's no traffic. We don't have to deal with waiting for long lights
or
getting through a tunnel or whatever. So how about anyone here in with patience? Anyone have patience?
I feel like I have more patience after I had kids because I was kind of forced to have more patience.
Right.
But before that, no.
I think it really just depends on like the day and the time, because most of the time I'm really laid back, but every now and then if I'm just like tired or something's going on, I'll snap.
Yeah.
So let's say you're waiting for a website to load.
No patience.
Yeah.
It should load. I will too.
Yeah.
Even if there's something you need from that website. You click, boom, and it's like, they're saying on average 15 seconds, which I think is a long time to wait for a website to
load.
That
is,
yeah.
15 seconds, people leave. They're gone.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for a movie or TV show to start streaming.
Oh.
Like you watch that stream, you watch that little
oh, yeah, the bar.
That little bar get bigger and bigger. They're saying 22 seconds, and then you're done.
Or perhaps a dirty video. I've heard from friends.
Yeah. And then do you ever smack it after that? I go, what the hell's wrong with this?
No, smacking,
some people do.
Smacking your laptop isn't going to work. Let me ask you, Greg T.
Yeah.
Let's say you get to work here at the Elvis Duran Morning Show building.
Yep.
And you push the up button for the elevator.
Yeah.
They're actually very fast in our building for some reason. But how long will you wait until you get a little nuts?
I didn't immediately. So like if the doors close and then for some reason it starts blinking, like it's not really ready to go, it throws me all off. I'm super mad already.
Okay.
I'm like, let's go.
I will continue with this list in a second, but think about all the things that you get so impatient over so quickly.
Right.
And then the question is why?
Yeah.
Are we really in that big of a hurry?
Exactly. I don't know. I was having this conversation on vacation.
Yeah, because your boyfriend has no patience.
He has no patience.
I think Wi-Fi did it to us, because with Wi-Fi, you get it immediately. So now we're used to like everything going to be immediate.
See, sometimes, but when Wi-Fi is running slowly, it's like the end of the earth.
Right.
For instance, the other day I was watching Scary throw something in the microwave. You take it out with 4 seconds left.
You know all too well. I was about to say that same exact thing. I'm microwave interrupt guy, and then I don't hit the reset button on it. It'll just sit there with the 4 seconds left.
If I walk by our microwave and it has 4 seconds on it, I know that Scary's eating something.
If you think about it, how much more can it warm your food in four seconds?
That is true. I'm with him.
But I got to be honest. See, I'm, as you know, I love food. I love cooking. I have this inner sense. I know when it's been in the microwave too long, and I immediately turn it off. Oh. I don't care how much longer is left.
Okay.
Really?
So, yeah. I know. Because you don't want it to go too long.
Spidey sense.
Because sometimes if you leave crap in the microwave too long, it overcooks it and it kills it.
This happened to me last night. I was making these little bagel balls. Have you ever had them?
I'm sorry.
They're bagels, but they look like munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts, and they have cream cheese inside of them, and they come in different flavors.
You'll ruin them.
They're really good. I put them in for too long, and they were hard as a rock, and the cream cheese exploded all over the microwave.
You know your microwave oven. Okay, so let's say you're going to a bar and you're going to wait at the bar for a drink. They're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, bartenders, the good ones, they know you're there, but they also sort of know the line and when people arrived and who's first, whatever. They're saying 7 minutes in this survey. We'll wait 7 minutes for a drink.
That's a long time.
I won't.
7 minutes? No, I won't either.
Scary starts waving cash.
Oh, my God. Of course. He's that guy.
I used to be a bartender. That doesn't work.
You know, they hate it sometimes. after a flight, how long are you okay to wait for your luggage?
Oh, please.
Oh, man. That's the worst.
I want my luggage. I want to go.
That's why most of us take carry-on, because we have no patience for that.
I know, but when we fly with Greg T and Scary, they always check their luggage. I'm like, we have to wait for them.
Yeah.
What is it with you? What straight name?
No, flight.
when you're waiting for those people in front of you to stand up and get their bags and walk down the aisle, that drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you should be ready to jump out of the plane.
I agree.
Don't sit there and wait for people to walk by you.
You've been on the plane long enough.
Get out.
But at the same time, I have no patience for the people who stand up as soon as the flight lands and they run to the exit. Like, there's not an order
It's etiquette. There is etiquette. Okay. It's a line, and you go one row, next row, run. That's how it goes. Right.
Yes.
Let me ask the ultimate patience question. You send a text question to someone. How long is it before you become irate that they haven't returned the text?
Oh, it depends on who the person is. Because some people I know don't have their phones on them all the time, so they take a little bit longer. Yeah. Other people I know, you have your phone on you 24/7, you're just being a jerk right now.
Yep.
See, I'm usually, I don't care. If you don't answer me till the nighttime, I'm like, okay, then you'll answer me later.
I'm with you. That's the thing. You have to learn that texting is not a live conversation.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait a minute.
It is not a live conversation.
That's right, Nate. It comes to you.
Get him. That's right. No. That's right, Nate.
If I know that you have your phone on you and I know that we're still in office mode, I expect you to answer my text.
I've gotten repeated texts from you. Hello. Where are you? Are we going to lunch? No? Okay, thanks. Bye.
But that's just him being passive-aggressive. Passive-aggressive.
No, that's aggressive-aggressive.
But in this room, who's the worst person with getting back to people?
Elvis Duran.
No, see, Nate.
No, Nate's the worst.
I met Nate too. That's
what I meant. No. There's a difference. Nate is late in getting texts back to you. I never text back.
Nate, okay. Nate just doesn't bother.
Nate is the worst. No, Nate is the worst. Ugh. And he forgets that he's the senior executive producer, and we need for you to be timely with things, but you just don't care, and obviously this is going to be your demise.
Danielle's not the best either, I'll be honest with you.
I get back to people.
She always gets back to me.
You know, there are times I will text Nate in the middle of the show, like, hey, man, can you let me know what we're doing, like, next break? And it'll just go, like, four breaks before I hear anything. I'm like, dude, look at your phone!
We don't need you for four breaks.
You need me! You need me.
Okay, so here's my thought. Just hear me out on this. And I'm an offender worse than anyone as far as a lack of patience goes. I have no patience whatsoever.
Yeah.
So my thought is this. Let's all try to be a little more patient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless we're, you know, in a situation where we're in a hurry, we have a deadline, it has to be done, or it's, you know, it's death, doom, and destruction, unless we get it done. Let's just learn to calm down. I'm going to do my best.
Okay, I agree. Yeah.
I know. The problem with doing a live show, unlike this one, a live show is we have a clock that we can't pause.
Right.
So when I get impatient in the mornings, that's me. I have to be the one that moves us forward.
Yeah.
And if stuff doesn't get done, I become a total bitch.
That's what makes us great, though.
Hey, thank you, Scotty. Oh.
Another example
nose
for
is
me.
A little brown there.
Brown
is,
nose.
Sorry about that. I'm impatient at the buffet line, especially when there are different stations. Okay, and I don't want to wait behind you for salad, so I'm going to skip you and move on to the carving board.
Is that okay?
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
People get pissed, but I'm impatient. I'm not waiting. People are so slow.
Because you're not going to have the salad. We know that.
What you're saying is so rude. What you're saying is there are some people out there that feel. They go to the first station at the buffet, which is the salad, and then they then own everything ahead of them.
No, they
and
don't.
What you're saying is people think that.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But you should say something to them. You should say, hey, I'm not going to have salad, so do you mind? And then usually they let you go.
No. I don't say anything to them.
But that's just nice. Just be polite.
No, they should understand. The rules of the buffet, we have just decided here. You go where you need to go. If you need to go right to the chocolate pudding, you go right
on
down.
You know what? I'm going to trip your ass next time you go to the chocolate pudding. Oh. Whoops, you fell in the salad.
God.
Sorry.
All right.
I have one that happened on vacation. You guys can give me your opinion, please.
A patience thing?
Yes, a patience thing. So we did a 4x4 tour through the cliffs of Corfu. So everybody was driving a Jeep. So the woman in front of us did not know how to drive a stick shift. It was a stick. She kept stalling, pausing, rolling backward on the hill. So we passed her because I thought, I don't want her to roll back and hit the car. This is a little bit annoying. We're
perfectly
getting
fine.
Yeah. She was irate.
That's
for
her
the
problem.
Rest of the tour, she wouldn't drop it. There's an impatient driver. These people are impatient drivers behind me. I'm like, woman, you don't know how to drive this car. It's kind of making me nervous.
That's a problem that she has to deal with.
I'm glad you say that. Okay, good.
Let's talk about people and their problem that they need to deal with.
Yeah. Right. Like, don't drive a stick if you don't know how to drive a stick.
Well, don't get mad at people if they pass you.
Right. And we're following each other in a caravan, and then we're getting so far away from everybody. We were like, we got to go around this lady. No. She was so mad.
You know, and Scary was on ATVs in Costa Rica. And I'm sure you piss people off because you have no business being on an ATV.
The guide said, "Who is the slowest person with the least experience?" And I raised my hand. So they said, "Well, then you have to be first in line behind me."
The slowest person goes first, so you don't lose everybody. Oh. And then all my friends were going nuts.
See, that's too much pressure.
I set the pace.
I couldn't do that. I wouldn't. I would never go first.
It's a rule. I didn't know that.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them. Saying you have done this 50 times.
Jeez.
You know, so Taylor Swift, she says, you got to calm down. Maybe you should listen to that song.
She's got Swift in her name.
You
got
to calm down.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both.
Need to calm down.
Hey, so anyway, so back to the need to relax. Mm-hmm. Back to the need to just calm down. Because at the end of the day, let's say you drive 75 miles an hour to work versus 55, the legal speed limit, if that's what it is. You may get there a little sooner, but is it really that much sooner to make yourself so stressed?
Yeah. See, Usually it's not.
I don't think it is.
No.
Right.
It's not worth it. When I'm late, at that point I go, I'm already late. Right. What are we going to do about this? Whatever.
I saw a meme the other day that said, hey, if you're late for work, slow down. Yeah. Be later.
Exactly.
What are they going to do? Fire you?
Right.
Well, if they fire you, great. They didn't want you there anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can take your time finding a new job.
Hey, so we have our friend Wax, who works down at the Breakfast Club on Power.
Yeah.
With Charlamagne and DJ Envy and Angela Yee. Anyway, so some of us chipped in to buy him a birthday gift.
Yeah.
A really nice gift, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like an ATV. Yeah. He really has been wanting this, and he couldn't afford it. And so he had mentioned it to someone, and they put together like a little GoFundMe for everyone in the building.
Right.
And everyone was contributing to it.
And we love Wax.
Yeah, we love Wax.
Because even though Wax doesn't work with us directly, he's just a great influence for all of us here at iHeart in New York.
Yeah, I do like
him. So some of us chipped in and were invited to the You Chipped In party.
Yeah.
And some of us didn't chip in. So, Gracie, you chipped in.
I did, because Wax is three times my size. So
That is the reason why I did it.
Danielle chipped in, and I chipped in. And I think we're the only three on the show that chipped in.
And Garrett chipped in.
So, okay. So we chipped in. We were invited to have a little cake, a little birthday cake. And you should have seen the people walking by, and they almost walked in to get some cake. And the looks were like, don't you dare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope.
No, we actually got a text from a listener saying that they have potluck days where people bring dishes to work. If you don't bring a dish, you don't get to eat lunch with everyone.
Damn right. Go buy a sandwich at the deli.
Don't show up with broke habits trying to have all the fun.
That's right.
I know, but there's something weird to me about an office space where you would hope that everyone feels equal and all good.
Nope.
But those are the situations where you're not allowed.
No.
Not allowed to feel
equal.
Dude,
you don't have the decency to bring in something, even if it's like a sleeve of cookies that you bought at the store, go buy a bag of Tate somewhere. Really? Then you ain't getting nothing.
I'm with you. I second
starve.
That.
Danielle, you are so Bronx right now.
Telling us about her housewarming party back in the day, but you don't have to mention names.
So we had a housewarming party back in the day, and like, you know, we didn't expect gifts, but some people brought them. But at least a bottle of wine or a card that said congratulations. This one person brought nothing, stayed after everyone left, and took home doggy bags.
Who was that?
I'm not saying names.
Dave Brody.
Was it Dave Brody?
No, not Brody.
Dave Brody.
Brody's not like that. Stop that. Be nice.
No, he sort of is. Yeah.
He takes doggy bags, but the other parts he's not.
All right. So, it's one thing. I was always taught never show up empty handed.
Right,
But sometimes you're crunched for time and you don't have time. I'm always the first to say, hey, I never want to show up empty handed, but today I'm empty handed. I owe you a gift.
Yeah, but, or something.
But yeah, it's when you open the door, if I open the door and you're coming to my house, you need to have something for me.
We didn't when we came to your house.
I know, we were all stressed out about it.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was different. Okay. When I had my brunch at the house? No, that's different.
We were very stressed.
No, and for the record, I did suggest we should bring something.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Shut up. No, you didn't. Gandhi and I did.
The man's got everything I heard. That's right.
I'm serious. I'm at a point now in my life where I really don't want you to bring anything.
Well, even that we were thinking about that for your wedding because you asked for a donation to a charity, which is amazing. And we were all like, well, shouldn't we do something?
No.
But now I know.
No, do not.
So we're just going to put the money to as a charity.
No, our wedding planner, Mikey, he called the other day. He says, I have a list of people who are insisting on giving you something for your wedding. I'm like, no. I said, absolutely. Tell them, please, no. If they bring something, I will throw it in the trash can.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I got something. It's just a very tiny. It's nothing like big, but it was a long time ago before you said this.
See, don't do that.
And now, I got the confirmation that
now
it's
you're
happening.
Making you're trying to make right. everyone else on the show look like crap.
No, I know that's what Brody said. Yeah. But right. I didn't. It was before I had all this information. Oh. Of don't get me anything, or I'm going to throw it away. Don't throw this away.
All right, look. Don't need anything. Please don't bring anything. Thank you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.